Warren's three-term mayor, Jim Fouts, seeks a fourth term on Tuesday. That's despite several secretly recorded tapes of Fouts making vile comments about Black people, women, political enemies, and special needs children. Fouts' opponent, Kelly Collegio, says words matter and urges residents to vote him out. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Most people, like him or not, agree on this at least. Jim Fouts, mayor of Warren, calls you back. When he called me back, he demanded I promise not to interview anyone from an anti-Fouts website called Out with Fouts. Of course, I said no. I knew he'd still agree to be interviewed. Fouts gives a darn good elevator speech for re-election. He hired Warren's first ever African-American department head. He says his plan for a new downtown will make it a local destination in Metro Detroit. He advocated for a detention basin to address Warren's long-time flooding problems.
If we have a crisis like we had a major flood situation in the middle of the summer, I was on the phone on Saturday night past midnight contacting the fire department, the police department. Residents were calling me. So I think I'm a unique mayor. I don't think there's any mayor like me in the history of Warren or in the metro area. I live and breathe Warren.
In public, Fouts comes across as a consummate politician, attentive to constituents' needs. Behind closed doors, he's a different person. Secretly recorded tapes of his private comments have been released to the media. The comments are awful. He said he'd enjoy shooting a former staff member in the head. He's compared a Black woman and her daughter to animals. He's used the N-word. He's bragged about dating only very young women. He's now 77. And called older women the C-word. He's called developmentally disabled children the R-word and said they should be put in cages or killed.
What good are they? They're dysfunctional human beings. They're not even human beings.
Fouts says the tapes are fakes. But a TV station hired a forensic audio expert who said, nope, that's him talking. Fouts will double down if he senses you aren't buying the deep fake claim.
No one has stepped forward, all right? So until someone steps forward and says that I taped it, then it is not a legitimate issue.
It's legitimate to Kelly Collegio, the former city council member running against Fouts. We played phone tag but couldn't get an interview with her before deadline. Here's Collegio on Facebook. She says she wants that mom of a special needs child she met on the campaign trail to know Warren has her back.
Warren is at a crossroads. Not just a lack of administration, forethought, and vision. It's also at a crossroads, in my opinion, on a moral standard.
But Collegio faces an uphill battle. In the primary, where the top two vote-getters go on to the November election, she came in second with just under 24% of the vote. Fouts got 58%. Fouts has won previous elections by a big margin, based largely on votes from older white residents for whom political incorrectness is less important than knowing they can call Mayor Fouts if there's a problem with garbage pickup. If Fouts is reelected, though, his job could get harder. Pro-Fouts city council members were term-limited off the ballot. That leaves new candidates, some like Gary Watts, who isn't just horrified by Fouts' private comments. He thinks the mayor's doing a poor job. He says city parks are suffering after Fouts laid all the parks and recs workers off. Years after approval, that retention basin is still just a bunch of surveyor's stakes in the ground. And he thinks Fouts' downtown plan is too ambitious and expensive.
50 police officers short. We're paying 2 police millages, 40 firefighters short. But yet crime is on the increase.
On Tuesday, voters will have to decide if what Fouts does in private should outweigh what they know he can do in public. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.